Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Don't Assume My Genre, the first episode of the final season of Don't Assume My Genre. This is season 7.
This is so sad.
Episode 1. This is your boy, DJ Hoey D.
And this is A.
And today we bring you... I'm surprised we haven't done this yet. This is our Disney episode. Don't Assume My Disney.
In fact, there's only one reason we even did this episode, but I feel like there should have been more.
That's true. But we're going to start off with the banger of... Well, not this decade, but you know, it's the banger of every decade, even though it's from 2009. It's the banger of the millennium, the banger of all time. And it's Miley Cyrus with her classic Hoedown Throwdown.
I hope you Hoedown Throwdown along at home with us.
Try with me, here we go. Boom, boom, clap. Boom, de clap, de clap. Let's try. Boom, de clap, de clap. Boom, boom, clap. Boom, de clap, de clap. 1, 2, 3. Everybody come on, off your seats. I'm gonna tell you about a beat that's gonna make you move your feet. I'll give the barbecue show and tell you how to move. If you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country, five in it.
And that was Hoedown Throwdown by Miley Cyrus. And if that could be the next 14 songs, it would. But unfortunately, Disney made some other songs and feel like they should be represented.
The other songs are pretty good. They're no Hoedown Throwdown.
No.
But well, they're pretty good.
We probably should have saved that for last. But, you know, we have another banger coming up last, so it's
all right. Oh, yeah. We have the best song coming up last.
All right, Alex, what's our next song?
Our next song is from Disney's best musical ever, High School Musical, the first one. This song, Bop to the Top, it's the one that Ryan and Sharpay Evans sing, and they didn't actually include any of the actors' names there, so that's all I wrote. So enjoy.
The bar. Kicking and scratching, grinding out my best. castle.
And that was Bop to the Top from High School Musical, and I hope you all bopped to the top.
Our next song is called You're Welcome by The Rock, who actually has a building on this campus named after him.
Really? Which one?
The Rock.
Whoa, I didn't know that was a building.
Yeah, that's where the bio students, the worst students on campus.
Yeah, the bio students suck.
And the CS students, the engineers finally got them out of their building.
That's good for them.
But it sucks for the bio majors. But at least you're not in Kunkel anymore, so.
Ooh, yeah, Kunkel is the worst building on campus.
I'm just waiting for physics to get our own building now. Get rid of those chemists.
Joe, I gotta admit, I don't think that's gonna happen in our time here.
Hugel is actually nice, so yeah. There's no real reason for me to wish that.
Like, and you're also a senior who's about to graduate.
Whoa, 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 that's, yeah, I guess. All right, here's You're Welcome.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demigod. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? Waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo. Oh, also I lasso the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say? There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome, you're welcome. Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground, oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts, sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's a lesson, what is a takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that meme in me, Maui, just look at that. Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome. What a wonderful world you know. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome. Well, come to think of it, I gotta go.
And that was You're Welcome from Moana. And you listeners, if there are any of you, you are welcome for playing that song.
All right. And now, our listeners, if there are any of you, I would like to invite you to be our guest and listening to Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all this, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding
on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can bear.
If you're stressed, it's fine dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. We've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in and oops-a-daisy.
It's a guess, it's a guess. Sakes alive, and I'll be blessed. Once they pour and thank the Lord, I bet the napkin's freshly pressed. With this, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do this, I'll shoo it, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing, I'll get warm and I'll be hot. Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Tell me that, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one up or two? For you, our guest.
That was Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
Our next song comes from The Lion King, and it's called I Just Can't Wait to Be King, from The Lion King / soundtrack ... That was I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King, which takes place in Africa. And speaking of Africa, there are about 9 million starving children in Africa that you could help feed right now. All you have to do is see where the good goes at goodgoes.org.
It wouldn't be a Don't Assume My Genre show without that.
I wish that PSA was still there. I used to have it memorized. I only remember like a couple sentences.
Yeah, at least you remember the website, even though it's totally defunct.
Oh, it is definitely defunct, but go there anyway.
Donate elsewhere. You know, there's probably plenty of other ones.
Exactly.
All right, our next song is I'll Make a Man Out of You from the Mulan soundtrack. This was sung by Donny Osmond and Chorus-Mulan. Enjoy. That was I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan.
Next up is the DuckTales theme, one of the best theme songs of all time.
I wonder if we've ever played this one.
Not quite. It's not quite the CatDog theme song.
No, but, CatDog's great.
It's pretty good.
All right, here's DuckTales.
Ooh.
And that was the DuckTales theme song.
Our next song is Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more did you look? Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. I'm on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been boating full time, you floating under the sea. Down on the fish is happy as after the waves go. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hot as day in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, yes, you go beyond the pay. Oh, oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet, we got the beer naturally. Even the sturgeon and the rain, digging the earth is hard to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. The flute, the top, play the harp, the plays, play the bass, and they sound the chop, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the top. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The way he can play the names on the strings, the chop, and on the blackfish, he sings the spell and the spot. They know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow.
That was Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
Our next song is an absolute banger. It's Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, which from Lilo and Stitch, which I don't think is a very good movie. But this song...
What?
It's overrated.
It's a great movie.
But that song is really good.
Lilo and Stitch is the best movie.
Aloha, aloha,
aloha, aloha.
I'm right here.
Something.
And that was Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch.
Next song is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins, sung by Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't the nose.
The biggest word you've ever heard, and this is how we go. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Use his word and all would say there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and lose me off me off the tooth.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
But that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
That was Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins.
Next up is a song from the best Disney movie. This is You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Isn't Toy Story technically Pixar, or was it bought by
Disney? Disney Pixar. Pixar was bought by Disney.
At when Toy Story came out? I don't think it was when the first one came out. Could have been.
Well, either way, this song, I believe, is also in the second movie, so...
Ah, there we go.
And that was You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story by Randy Newman.
Our next song is a song that we only put on here because Danny DeVito sings it. It is One Last Hope from the Hercules soundtrack. And the Hercules soundtrack is banging, but I also haven't listened to it in ages, so I don't know this song.
Never even seen the movie.
It's great.
So you wanna be a hero, kid? Well, whoop-dee-doo. I have been around the block before with blockheads just like you. Each and every one a disappointment, pain, for which there ain't no ointment. So much for excuses, dumb and kiddy Zeus's asking me to jump into the fray. My answer is two words. Okay. Oh, you win. Oh, God. I'd given up hope that someone would come along. A fella who ring the bell for once, not the gong. The kind of wins trophies, won't settle for low fees. At least semi-pro fees, but no. Get the greenhorn. I've been out to pasture, pal, my ambition gone. Content to spend lazy days and to graze my lawn. But you need an advisor, a saner but wiser, a good merchandiser, and whoa! Here goes my ulcer! I'm down to one last hope, and I hope it's you. Though, kid, you're not exactly a dream come true. I trained enough curbies who never came true. You're my one last hope, so you'll have to do. Stories that you read on all the crockery. To be a true hero, kid, is a dying art. Like painting a masterpiece, it's a work of art. It takes more than sinew, comes down to what's in you. You have to continue to grow. Now that's more like it. I'm down to one last shot, and my last high note. Before that blasted underworld gets my goat. My dreams are on you, kid. Go make them come true. Climb that uphill slope. Keep pushing that envelope. You're my one last hope, and kid, it's all to you.
That was One Last Hope from the Hercules soundtrack, sung by Danny DeVito.
Next up, we have a song from the Pinocchio soundtrack. It's called When You Wish Upon a Star, and it's by Cliff Edwards and the Disney Studio Chorus.
When you wish upon a star, faith steps in and sees you through one reach upon the star. Your dreams come
And that was When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio.
Our next song is probably the second greatest banger we have on this playlist. It's This Is Me from Camp Rock by Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas.
No comment.
This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That was This Is Me from Camp Rock.
Our last song is my favorite Disney tune.
The best Disney tune. Easily the best one.
It's called Brother Man Bill by Terrible Tim from the classic Disney soundtrack, Terrible Tim Spreads Love.
Wow, what a great movie that was. And that was Brother Man Bill by Terrible Tim. Making that the last song of our first song, or first show.
Of our last season.
This is so sad. What are you guys going to do without us on the air?
I don't know, man. It's radio's going to start going downhill.
Our four listeners, we appreciate it.
So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D.
And Alex.
There will be no show after this, but in the coming weeks, stay tuned at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays for the Spooky Yuki's final season.
Wednesdays are going to be a double whammy.
They are, and the Pulsar Party is at like 7 or 8, I think.
7. And then at 8, you got the B-sides. But that's with Matt and Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesdays are a good day.
Wednesdays are a good day.
Plus, if you wanted to listen on Thursdays, listen at 1 and only at 1 to Radio Clash with Will Moustakakis.
That one is... Okay, yeah, do that. We'll show some quality, although it's pretty short.
Yeah. Any other shows we want to shout out at this first episode of our semester?
If only Elon still had a show.
Yeah.
Those were the days, man. When he did that one episode.
With CB.
Yeah. I have no idea when Jordy and the Funky Bunch is.
Oh,
but.
I think I know. It's the same. It's like right before Neil's show. Shock Me Like an Electric Neil.
Another classic.
I think those are on Tuesdays. Maybe like 10 and 11. 9 and 10. One of those.
All right, cool. And on that note, we will see you or play music for you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know you are too. Bye.